Should we just hop? Should we just hop into this? Should I tell you what's going on? Should we
yeah,
open
definitely.
The show or what are we doing?
Oh yeah, are we recording?
We're recording, yeah.
You know, it's really like no time has passed. This is exactly the same
as
it's ever been.
So what are we doing?
I don't remember. Do you usually start it?
I think so.
Okay. Do you want to try to start it, and I'll see if. What words I say?
Okay. What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
I'm sorry, you said everyone kind of funny.
All right, let me try again. What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your favorite friendship podcast about life.
Culture.
Definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, you're queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I remembered yours. I'm Jill, and I'm fat, and I don't care about that.
What's up, y'all?
We're still best friends. Don't worry. We didn't stop making a podcast because of anything bad. Just got busy.
It's freaking us, and here we are. And we've been podcasting, but not recording, basically. So we've been...
That's true.
We've basically been bogarting our awesome times together and not letting y'all in on it.
Sorry, suckers.
Yeah, bitches.
No, it's if anyone is listening to this now, we are very grateful and appreciate you. Still giving a shit. How fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. It's been almost a year, I think.
That sounds true. I said that I was going to listen to the last episode we put out, and then I did not because I have issues with follow through.
Well, guess what? I decided I would give a listen so that we could both talk about it.
Oh, no.
But I only got like 10 minutes in. It was all me talking about this wonderful relationship that I am no longer in.
No. Now I wish I had listened so I could have warned you and told you not to do it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. But yeah, so I tried listening to that and couldn't make it through because it was all sad stuff. My partner and I at the time, we broke up several times. The last time was in December, and it's been really tough. So that's kind of what I've been sludging through.
Yeah, that's only been a couple of months.
Totally.
It's a lot to recover from.
Totally. But there's a lot of other stuff, cool stuff happening in my life. I am excited to get back into this. I'm looking for a new place to live. It's been a little difficult. I'm making a little bit less money. So I'm trying to find a place that's more in my budget. I've cut back on so much spending, which has been good.
Proud of you. That's
thank
hard.
You. A lot of subscriptions are canceled. I only have Netflix. I have a Peloton with no subscription. I have, this is like totally like first world problems, but the cherry on top of all this is that I started going to therapy and it's been amazing, but I can no longer afford to go.
Oh my God.
So
sad.
So this is why we're here, Jill.
It was all an elaborate ruse to get me back on the other end of the line.
So thanks for being here, Jill, and all our listeners. Welcome. I'm really excited to get back into this. I need it.
Me too. I've been feeling like I have been missing a creative outlet in my life. I know you are a very creative person. I am not, but I do want to be.
I think that you are. And I think
maybe it's not that I'm not creative. I'm not. I feel like I lack imagination. So I tend to be more, which is the side of your brain that does art? Do you remember?
The bottom.
I am the top brain. I do more words good and less pictures good.
Well, I'm excited for us to exercise our top energy in our brains.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's out of our comfort zone a little bit, I think, for both of us.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm. You know, the last few months have been really hard, but I am seeing light at the end of the tunnel. No, because then I'm dying.
Oh, no,
I'm seeing light on the horizon, I think.
I think people say light at the end of the tunnel as a good thing.
Oh, okay.
What is it? It's not, you're not going towards the light.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. I see there's a glimmer of light at the top of a staircase, and I'm going towards it.
The door is cracked open. It seemed like it was closed before, or maybe it was just nighttime. Yeah, we're gonna just start new idioms on our show, and you're welcome, everyone.
It's we're shifting focus of our podcast to idiom. This is an idiom podcast now. I've done the market research, and that's what people want to listen to right now.
Well, if you say so.
I did a poll and everyone is into idioms. Hey listeners, it's gonna take us a while to get back into this groove.
Yeah, no promises. We're just gonna do it, and you might like it.
Yeah,
that's the only promise we can make, is that you might.
We're gonna do, this is just a quick little teaser, but we are, we have more longer episodes in the works. So I hope you all enjoy this little catch up sesh. We look forward to doing more and putting more content out there.
Content queens.
Hell yeah.
But it's spelled with a C.
The content is spelled with a Q.
And the queen is spelled with a C. Correct. These are important distinctions. I have a tiny life update.
Yes, lay it on me.
That I think has happened since the last time we recorded. We've moved into a new home.
Exciting.
And we're living with my mom right now. My partner and I are living with my mom until she retires, which is also exciting for her. She gets to retire in June.
Oh, and shit. Then
she'll be traveling a lot this summer, and then she's going to be home basing elsewhere. So this is a house that is all one story, and it's big and pretty and newer and nicer. And all that being said, we are trying to sell our old house. So even though I just said that it's not as good as this one, it's pretty good. And so if anyone in Kitsap wants to buy my house, please do.
Hell yeah. How are you settling into the new spot?
It's actually really good. It already feels like home to us. It's weird and like kind of hard and bittersweet letting the old house go because there's so many memories there. But this new spot is a really good fit for us.
That's very exciting. Yeah. I would love to come see it.
Yes, please.
Cool.
Even if my mom's still living here, she's like, you can have your friends stay over in my room and I'll sleep in my camper van in the driveway. So,
oh, that's really sweet of her.
Sweet.
I would be down for either her room or the camper van. So,
oh, cool. We also do have many couches, so lots of options.
Awesome. I'm probably going to do the pinball thing with the Dunlaps again in the summer. Oh, what? So,
is that June?
I think it is end of June, maybe July.
Okay, perfect. We'll see you then.
There's also a possibility. I have this dilemma right now where my 20-year high school reunion is this year.
Oh.
But it falls on the same weekend as my favorite pinball event here in the Bay Area.
Oh, that feels pretty straightforward to me. But the
high school reunion, right?
Oh, no. if I was actually just thinking the other day about whether or not I'm going to go to mine next year if they do one, and I think probably not.
Why?
But, oh, just because, like, most of the people from high school, I still stay in touch with if we're, like, you know, buds. If we got things to stay in touch with about.
But what about, what if there's someone from your class that travels and would be really excited to see you there? It's like, I'm going to go back home to my 20-year and catch up with all these people.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's different because I live here still. Maybe it feels different for people who live far away for a long time.
Yeah. I think also I have this idea in my head that everyone wants to talk to me.
I think you're not wrong. So.
I had a really fun time at my 10-year reunion.
I went to that with you?
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did. And there are rumors that the neighboring classes are invited to my high school reunion.
If you go to yours, I'll go to yours.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
That was already what was happening in my head.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. The thing is, I think I'm less inclined to be around crowds than I would have been at the 10-year. So it's a little iffier for me this time around.
Yeah.
I got pretty used to not being around any people. And so now if I'm around more than like 3 to 5, it feels like a lot.
I'm starting to get a little bit like that too. Not to the same extent, but
yeah,
like I can't rave up front anymore. At the bar, at like the front of the stage. Just kidding.
I was like, we are not on the same page. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, slowing down a little bit, I think.
Yeah. So the pinball event is a... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you do it.
The pinball
I'll
thing...
I'll cut that out.
The pinball thing is my favorite of all the pinball events in the Bay Area. And yeah. It's also, I have potential to be getting a lot of Whoppers. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, them's the points.
So I had enough Whoppers in 2023 to be, I was the 11th in the world for women's pinball.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I am now invited to go to the Women's World Championships. That's which so is a cool. Really is big deal.
Is that why you're going to Indiana?
That is. You know, what's funny is last year I did not qualify and it was in Germany. And I was so looking forward to qualifying the following year, maybe going to Europe or something. But I qualified and I am going to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So that's very exciting. But
yeah,
like if I miss this event that's happening during my high school reunion, I'm not going to get a certain amount of Whoppers and I may not qualify for next year's Women's Worlds, which will probably be in New Zealand or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. So I'm in a real pickle here. I don't know which one to do. I want to do both. I wish I could, but yeah, I'm still on the fence.
When is this?
I think June. I think July.
July. I think that if we're just being practical here, if you're coming for a pinball tournament, possibly in June or July, it might not make sense for you to also come for your reunion if it's within a couple of weeks of each other.
I like that. I like that. I like where your head's at.
Yeah. You got to save up your money for New Zealand.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But, anyways, but I don't want you to miss out on all those people who want to talk to you.
Right? Yeah. I'm also like a beautiful trans woman and I want to go see what happens.
Yeah, it would be a different experience than the last time you went to a reunion.
I envision myself like wearing a name tag that says John. And people just being like, oh, that's funny. You must be John's wife. Where is John?
Okay, now you're kind of talking me back into it. It's a big decision.
Yeah.
You got a little time to mull it over.
Yeah, I got some time. I am, so like you said, I'm going to Indiana. I fly out tomorrow. I'm having a little bit of pre-travel jitters. Not so much competition jitters, because I'm pretty confident that I'm going to do well. But I'm fly out in the morning. I'm flying into Chicago. I've never been there. Obviously, I've never been to Indiana.
Obviously. Why would you go to Indiana? We don't have any out-of-state listeners, do we?
I think we have out-of-country listeners, actually.
Uh-oh. If you're from Indiana, I bet it's lovely, and I apologize for what I said.
But I'll be gone from Thursday to Monday. I'm actually looking forward to coming back so I can get back to my routine. I know we've talked about routine before, but I've started streaming again. If y'all listeners want to watch some streams, I'm streaming. I streamed some pinball the other day. The top of my goals list right now is to find a place to live where I can have my pinball machines, because I have four now, and I want to stream actual pinball and not just virtual pinball, because I think that I would be really good at that, and I think it could really supplement my income, streaming real pinball, because it's something I'm good at and passionate about.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And after we finish recording here, I'm going to go look at a apartment or a room, and it's a place where I can potentially do that. So I'm very excited. I hope that all works out. Hopefully, by the time we record our next episode, I'll have some good news for you that I won the Women's World Championship and I'm moving into a place where I can have pinball machines.
I think at least you got to get at least one out of two, right?
Yeah.
Still an F. So they got to do that much for you.
I'm going to
get by both. They, I mean the universe, because really you are owed.
And the universe is non-binary.
I mean, that's definitely correct. I never thought about it, but you heard it here first. Yep.
Breaking news. Universe comes out. on the Fetch a Pail podcast, nonetheless. That's amazing.
After a year-long hiatus, we're coming back with a big bang. Do you get it?
Oh, shit. That's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This has been so great. This is how we end now.
Always on whatever terrible, whatever is my worst joke of the episode, is that's where we stop. Okay, bye. we do have to stop, don't we?
Yeah, I do have a hard out, as we say in the industry. Mm-hmm. But I love you. I love our listeners.
I love you, and I love our listeners. This has been such a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to put out some tasty podcast jams for your open and ready ear holes.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life,
follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Thanks for being a friend.
Open and ready ear holes. So sensual.